Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. September is here. Labor Day behind us. The to-do list in this town by the end of the month is a heavy lift. First, we have disaster relief for those devastated by Hurricane Harvey. But we have to raise the debt ceiling to have the money to help. In fact, we have to raise the debt ceiling so we can borrow more money to avoid default and keep the government open. The Congress has a miserable 12% approval rating. And President Trump is at 36%, according to CBS poll. Now, can they get all of this done? Also, I must put on the table tax reform. President Trump is already out on the speaking circuit. He's challenging Congress to get that done. He says tax reform is pro-growth, Reagan style. The priority is to reduce business tax rates, to encourage U.S. companies to bring back the billions and billions of dollars that they hide overseas, and simplify the tax code, get rid of the loopholes, tax relief for middle-class Americans, keep jobs in America, create jobs in America. Those are Trump's words. 7 out of 10 voters say passing tax relief should be a top priority. It is a very popular issue with farmers and small businesses. However, we know it will not be easy. We have one powerful force helping us, though. If members of Congress and even the president want to get reelected, they need to take care of business. There's something going on behind the scenes that Robert Samuelson in the Washington Post paper shines a light on. Growing confidence and optimism. It can provide the lift that we need. In 2006, before the recession, 60% of Americans identified themselves as middle class. But with the recession, optimism collapsed. But now we are back. 62% feel they are middle class and rising. The Enterprise Institute says, and I quote, "We're back economically. 59% of people say jobs are plentiful." And in 2010, only 10% felt that way. Trump has convinced most workers that their jobs are safe and will not be outsourced abroad. Although the official government report says that workers' earnings are up just 2% from a year ago, economists at the San Francisco Federal Reserve believe that they may be up nearly 4%. And if that is true, it might help to explain the growing optimism. The to-do list is challenging, and I'm not even talking about North Korea. So stay tuned, and I am John Block from Washington.